ICE arrests 70-plus illegal aliens at meatpacking site. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 11, 2025. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials arrested more than 5 dozen illegal aliens at a meat production plant in Omaha, Nebraska, on Tuesday. In a press release on Wednesday, ICE revealed that as ICE agents and their federal partners were conducting a worksite enforcement operation at Glen Valley Foods, an illegal alien from Honduras brandished a weapon and assaulted federal agents and officers. During the worksite enforcement operation, more than 70 illegal aliens were detained, according to the press release. Yesterday, an illegal alien from Honduras brandished a weapon and assaulted federal agents and officers who were doing their job, protecting American citizens, the public and businesses who are being victimized through identity fraud, ICE Acting Director Todd Lyons said in a statement. Some of the illegal aliens who were detained during the worksite enforcement operation reportedly had active local warrants, prior DUI convictions and have been previously deported, according to the press release. During the operation, more than 70 illegal aliens were detained. Some had active local warrants, prior DUI convictions and have been previously deported. Many may now face additional federal charges, fraud and misuse of visas, permits and other documents, assaulting a federal officer, resisting arrest, illegal reentry, and or misuse of social security numbers. Breitbart News reported in December 2024 that a poultry industry news site claimed the Trump administration's repatriation of illegal migrants in the United States could lead to companies that rely on migrant labor to raise their wages in order to attract American workers. AviNews.com reported. The poultry industry heavily relies on immigrant labor. Many of these workers are undocumented, and their roles are crucial in processing plants and farms. Gary Rower, the owner of Glen Valley Foods, expressed frustration and claimed that the company had used E-Verify and had done everything they could, the Associated Press, AP, reported. Rower added that the company is operating at about 30% capacity. I was very upset, ma'am, because we were told to E-Verify. And we E-Verified all these years, Rower said when asked how upsetting the raid was, according to the outlet.